Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
Redskins Talk Podcast. This is J.P. Finley. Rich Chandler is on the phone. Chandler, how you doing, dude?
Doing great.
Pete Haley is here with me. Pete, what's up, man?
Hey, J.P. Good to see you in this new setting that we're doing the pod in.
We are in a very weird situation. Our Wizards podcast crew had booked the podcast studio, which our ace podcast producer, Pete Haley, had no idea about.
Well, shocker, J.P. didn't give me a solid time.
Why are you screaming?
I don't know if this is being picked up or not.
You're just quiet.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, okay. You're screaming.
Chandler says I'm screaming. I must be screaming. Okay. Yeah, so JP didn't give me a start time because we're recording, and I didn't have time to book a studio. So here we are, in a random office.
We're in Tim McDonough's office, if anybody knows him, and Jim Sebelia, our friend, the producer of all our Redskins game day coverage, is able to figure out how to make this work. So we got Chandler on the phone, and everything's working out. A lot of things to discuss. We got some housekeeping to take care of off the top. I had an interesting. I went out to the Redskins Charitable Foundation golf tournament, and Vernon Davis spoke to the press, and I thought Vernon had some pretty interesting comments about Jordan Reed. And then we got OTAs coming up. But like it or not, football season's coming, folks. OTAs are this week, so we're all going to tell you one thing. We're kind of watching for at OTAs. Pete wants to say what he's excited about.
Yeah.
Chandler says he's not excited about OTAs, so we'll kind of go through there. But, Pete, did anything big happen to you this weekend?
Yeah, I crossed a pretty important threshold thanks to the help of my Redskins Talk buddies. I got my 1,000th follower. JP and Rich kind of helped set that up. I'm actually over 1,020 now.
Let's plug our guy, though. It was Chris Lewis, I think, is his name,
Chris,
right?
Yeah, Chris Lewis, he said he was stalking me, which I was actually okay with. He was refreshing my page, and once it got to 999, he jumped on the follow button. I made it to 1,000, and he's getting a T-shirt for it, and also my gratitude forever. So thank you, Chris. I appreciate it, and I will always remember you as my 1,000th. A very special moment for me.
All right, how much does this mean to you, Chandler?
I'm glad Pete is getting some followers because he actually does have some good stuff. So
wow,
but yeah, beyond that
compliment, thank you, Rich. Do we need to get you to 1,000 now? Is that the move? Or are you good?
I hit that one a while ago, but
we've gotten some pretty funny, some good reviews. We are almost to 270, so let's get to 300, and then we'll reassess everything as far as when and where the kilt happened.
Yeah, at this rate, Darius Geis will be a 10-year veteran and you'll be wearing your kilt. So we should lower that number.
And then the other thing, drum roll, Pete. That's good. Podcast party announcement will be on this Friday's podcast. So Fun Friday will feature our next podcast party announcement. Chandler, you excited for that one?
I am. Not for the announcement, though, because I'll be on vacation starting then, but I definitely am excited for the local podcast party.
You just want to get us to Ashburn.
Yep.
I think it's pretty cool. You know your podcast party is a big deal when you have an announcement about when the announcement is going to be.
It's like the NFL schedule release.
Yeah. I'm going to figure out something to do besides buy shots for everybody. That was fun for one time. The IRS hasn't found me yet. I'm still looking this time around, but it will not involve copious amounts of lemon drops and kamikaze.
I think it will. A couple funny reviews. One called Better Than the Void, which is just tremendous. I recommend everybody go read that. It's a little long. I'm going to read a different one from Tormund's Grin, which is a 5-star review, which we appreciate. This is a great podcast to listen to if you're a fan of the Redskins. JP, I have a raspy voice for radio. Finley is the host and ringleader. He also has a seething hatred for Pete. Rich Tandler knows everything about the Redskins because he has been around since football was invented. JP also won't let him finish a single sentence, which has caused Rich to develop a death grip on whichever mic is closest to him. And if he is empty-handed, will snatch a mic out of the closest person's hand like Montgomery Burns stealing candy from a baby. Mitch loves big men. That's it. And then Pete catches a lot of flack, deservedly so. While they don't understand simple concepts like how to play 20 questions, they are very knowledgeable about football. The Redskins especially have great guests and access to NFL personalities, and I would definitely recommend this podcast to anyone who loves listening to people discuss the Redskins or old ladies bickering. Well done.
Good last line. I like that last line.
Well done. Well done. And then one more. This is a quick one from No Ma'am for Life 13. 4-star review. He says, closer to kilt time. Podcast is awesome. Pete is terrible in Charles Barkley voice.
So that's probably why it's 4 stars, because he doesn't appreciate my contributions. And that's okay. So I got 1,020 Twitter followers that say otherwise.
Yeah, I'm not sure they say otherwise. All right. One final thing, and I'm putting you guys on the spot, and Pete might just be too young to even get this. This is not a paid advertisement. Tandler, how important is it in the world to have a mechanic you trust?
Very. It's like you rely on it.
Yep. All right. I'm plugging my guy Cliff Butler at Butler Auto Service. They are the best, man. Go check them out. ButlerAutoservice.com. They're in Rockville, kind of in that industrial part of Rockville. Took care of my wife's brakes when my wife was yelling at me about it. Got it done quick. Quick is so valuable in this universe. Pete, do you have a mechanic you trust?
No, I don't really even have my own car. It's my parents' car, so I'm a step away from the mechanic part. But is the importance that, you know, they'll do a good job and also just not hose you on the price?
It's both, dude.
Yeah.
I am stunned.
Stunned that Pete doesn't have a mechanic?
Yeah, so that he drives his parents' cars.
Taylor, in the rankings of, like, having a guy, you know, like, oh, I got a car guy. Oh, I got, like, I think a car, a good mechanic. Maybe we do this as a segment later in the week.
Yeah.
Because if you talk about, because the only other guy I've always thought about is, like, a bookie. Like, oh, I got a guy you can call.
Now, so here's one that you have, a barber. You got to have a good barber.
Yeah, you got to have a good barber. Yeah. That's a good one. So what do we have so
can
far?
Can we please do the
barber,
guy rankings? This is great.
Barber, mechanic,
yeah,
and bookie. Tandler, you got anything to add?
No.
You want to think about it, and we'll circle back for Fun Friday with guy rankings?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay.
That is going to be such a good segment.
All right, we'll do that for Fun Friday.
Guy rankings and podcast announcement on Friday. We should break numbers, break records on that podcast.
I tell you what, the people have spoken about 20 questions. That might be a Fun Friday segment going forward. People like it.
You guys absolutely hate it, but the audience really raves about it. A lot of people
know.
So I think it has a mainstay.
I like it. I do.
We're kind of molding it. It takes a little time. It's been imperfect so far, but the potential is there, and as we keep getting reps with it, it will blossom.
It's my turn, though, to pick.
Yeah, so you can pick whoever you want. You can pick London Fletcher or Trent Williams or RG3 and just make it 3 questions.
No, Pete, I don't have to pick someone from after 2005, Pete.
Yeah.
But since you started watching football, there's a whole lot more football.
Yeah, I'm going to be so useless when you pick, like, a guy from the 90s, and I'm like, is it Monty Coleman? And when you say it's a running back, and I just get it wrong, I'll just throw out old Redskins players.
All right, let's talk football. Got to talk to Vernon Davis at the Redskins Charitable Foundation. Real quick, Nick Sundberg and that Loads of Love program, if you guys don't know anything about it, you should Google it. It's really cool what they've done and how well it's gone. The Redskins expanded it. So what they do is they put washer dryers into poor areas. Yeah. I don't know the right way to say. Underprivileged public schools,
yeah,
and like homeless shelters and stuff. And they let kids who have so little good going on for them in their life that they have to wear the same clothes every day, it lets them just wash their clothes. And there's all these studies and data that supports, like, if you just have kids wearing clean clothes, they're so much more prone to coming back to school, to graduating. It's really remarkable. So they deserve accolades, yeah, for that. It was cool to see that. Sundberg's, I think they're in 5 or 6 schools. Mm-hmm. By the end of this year, they think they're going to be in like 25 schools. So it's growing like crazy.
Yeah, going to school in the first place. You know, I think that's one of the things I heard him say when he was first rolling it out. Is, you know, kids will just, you know, their clothes are, they look bad, they're dirty.
Right.
They'll just leave the house and then skip school.
Right, right, exactly.
Gets them going there.
It's crazy. I didn't start school until I was like old enough to like sneak beer. Like, I don't know why you would skip school when you're 10.
Yeah, like, what do you have to do?
Right. It's just a different, it's a life I didn't live, and it's a life you should want to help folks that are in that situation.
I never skip school because I'm a square and a straight arrow. And
Chandler, did you skip school, Chandler?
No.
Ever?
Never to watch, like, Vince Lombardi's Redskins practice or anything? Sorry, that was a reference to the review. I'm sorry. I feel bad.
What was I in? I was in, I was 14. What grade are you in when you're 14?
Probably a freshman or a sophomore in high school, I'm guessing. I don't know.
Yeah. No, didn't skip.
Wait, why did you randomly talk about when you were 14 and then say you didn't skip?
Because that's when Vince Lombardi was coach of the Redskins.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I thought I was going so far back in history that it wouldn't be a chance of happening. But, no, that's okay.
All right.
That was 1969. I mean, that's a while ago.
That, that's a surprise. All right, let's tighten this thing up. Pete, I want you to play the Vernon Davis audio when I asked him about Jordan Reed.
I wouldn't really count Jordan out. I'd say Jordan's in. He just had some things he had to get through, and it happens that way. It's not going to always be perfect. You have to fight through a lot of stuff to get to where you're trying to go, and I think he had to go through some things with the injuries and getting right. But this is going to be a fantastic year for Jordan Reed. I'm excited about it. I'm excited to be with him. As I continue to learn from him, even though he's younger, I'm still learning from him. So it's been quite an experience.
You heard Vernon talk about there what he thinks of Jordan Reed going into this season, and I'm starting to, and this will kind of wrap into what I'm watching at OTAs, but it was weird for Vernon to be like, don't count Jordan out. You think people, Chandler, are you starting to count out Reed like they can't depend on him? Where are you on that spectrum?
No, I think. You know, I mean, I'm somewhat skeptical. I think a lot of fans on Twitter that I've seen. Now, that's not necessarily representative of all fans, but I get all the time mentioned Jordan Reed, and it's like, you know, oh, can't count on him. He's,
they say the most fragile guy ever or whatever.
Yeah. Soft.
Yeah. He is not soft. I feel like we disprove that all the time. But, yeah, to your point, RT, listen to these replies. So I tweeted out Vernon's quote with a picture from this morning. And Eric Miller, at MillerD3, says, Glass Reed, I'll put money on it, 6 to 7 games before he gets hurt. At Michael Jones, MJ Jones, 397, believe it when I see it. He is the most fragile dude ever to play in the NFL. At Mason Blue 91, he probably got injured during the time you tweeted this. Like, there's a ton of these, man. And I think Jordan is tired as hell of it. Just, I don't know that he pays attention to Twitter. He doesn't strike me as that kind of dude. But I think he's so mad about missing all of this time. All of that said, Chandler, you know, Gruden already said Reed will not be participating in OTAs, right?
Right.
Do we think it's possible he opens Richmond on the pup again?
We had no inkling it was going to happen last year until it did. So, you know, you certainly can't close the door on that.
Well, I mean, it's tough because I have no real reporting on this. And I think I said this on the podcast I don't know, a month ago or so, I did see Jordan. Like, I physically saw him, no crutches, no boots. He was walking fine. And as much as that's a simple thing, there's value in seeing that, because for a while there, we weren't sure if he was using a walking boot or if he had one of those cool little tricycle push machines.
But walking around is a long way from cutting and, you know, running full speed and everything like that. I mean, I saw Morgan Moses in Target in Leesburg a month or so ago. He was with his kids. He didn't have a crutch or a walking boot or anything like that. But
did you talk to him?
Step out on the football field. Yeah, I just said hi. How you doing? Yeah, I didn't really.
What was he buying?
Making about his ankles. He was in line at the pharmacy.
What were you getting?
I don't know. I wasn't getting anything. I was along with my wife.
You just hang out at Target in Leesburg?
Well, when my wife wants to go, I'll go in with her. Yes.
All right. Fair enough. Well, Pete, did you want to weigh in on the Jordan Reed? So I guess what I'm saying is, don't be so convinced that he's never going to play again, because players don't seem like that.
Right.
I think it's fair to be a little nervous until you see him out there, but I think some of the reaction has maybe pushed past what it should be.
The only thing I'll say is that love Vernon Davis, so positive, so great to talk to. But he would say, don't count out Pete as a podcast producer. He can make all the phone calls and is really good at editing. Like, he'll say something nice about anybody. So while it's good to hear it, and I'm sure he does mean it to some extent, it's coming from a guy who's positive at all costs and would never say a bad word about Reed. So it's hard to take Vernon Davis saying don't count Jordan Reed out seriously, because he would say that about just about any player in the NFL.
It's a good point, because, I mean, even I remember – like talking to Vernon about Kirk's leaving, Alex Smith's coming in, and kind of some of the platitudes he would extend to either quarterback were like,
oh yeah,
becoming Tom Brady or Drew Brees more so than Kirk or Alex Smith.
Right.
Which is fine. Yeah, that's the way it is. I agree that he would say Pete's a great podcast producer, and we all know what the story is about that.
So Pete is great. Pete is great, but he's not great at podcast producing. I think. No. Can we agree
Absolutely.
On that?
You know, it's like when you speaking of Jordan Reed, it's like when you use him as a blocking tight end. Like, he's a really good tight end, but then when you try to have him block a D end, he gets run over. Me producing the pod, it's like me trying to block OCU Manure on the edge.
You trying to use a phone might as well be you versus JJ Watt.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Chandler, I know you're going to write about this. I say we go on to kind of look into the OTAs, unless there was more you want to add to Vernon and Jordan conversation.
No, that's all to be determined. We're gonna be hanging on that one until late July.
Yeah, you know, I did. Interesting. Vernon also said that he didn't expect to be playing as much. He's like, I thought I was coming here to play with Jordan, and then the way things have gone, you know, they've been calling my number maybe more than he expected. Oh, and Geis had a pretty funny line about him. Darius Geis spoke also and was like, yeah, man, it's just crazy being in the same locker room as Vernon Davis. Like, I was 10 years old when he got drafted. It was pretty remarkable.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
So, all right, RT, you Rays preview. Fire away. Whatever you want. You can go first, and you can go multiple times if you have more than one thing.
Okay. Well, you know, first of all, the caveat is, just like I gave people with rookie camp a couple of years ago, I mean, this is no pads. They're wearing helmets. There's no contact. It's not really football. So what you can glean from it is limited, especially when it comes to the defensive line.
Running backs.
Running backs, yes. What Gruden always mentions safeties, because, you know, obviously a big part of their game is running up from the secondary and putting the wood to somebody. So, you know, you can only tell so much. But, so, you know, given that, I'm really interested in, as far, you know, as a rookie, how Trey Quinn looks. You know, does he look like he really belongs?
Mm-hmm.
Is he a guy, you know, I think his, you know, I don't know if it's quest or not, but, you know, the Redskins want to find out, really, if they're going to have to pay Jamison Crowder. And Trey Quinn can look like he can take that step up to be a, you know, 700-yard per season receiver, you know, 40, 50, 60 catches. You know, I think they might think that they can do that. So I think that starts tomorrow. And then the other thing real quick, of course, that everybody are looking at is Alex Smith. You know, how is he, you know, how does he handle things? Is he, there's really not much, you know, kick him in the butt type things from the players going on at OTAs, because everybody's still kind of learning, getting things together. But how is he out there as a leader, and how is he throwing to Josh Doctson? How is he throwing Paul Richardson? You know, the main guys out there.
One interesting Crowder talked also at the golf tournament, and I asked him about, you know, new weapons on offense between Geis and Paul Richardson specifically, and he made the comp to DeSean Jackson. I think Kime asked him about, you know, like, what does that speed do? He's like, well, you saw when Dijak was here and he had the over-the-top speed that Crowder was more effective.
And playing. Jordan Reed was really effective too.
Right. So I think the fan base has kind of slept on Paul Richardson in a lot of ways.
That was going to be my...
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say two things I'm looking for. Number one, Paul Richardson, just... It's the Terrell Pryor rule. You can't take anything from a receiver in these types of things, and you can't apply it too much. But just to see what that straight line speed is like, see what he does over the middle, see how he is on drag routes and stuff, just watch him play. JP always gets on me because I like watching receivers, but seeing a new guy like that.
Talked about Trey Quinn.
Yeah, so watching Paul Richardson play, number one, and also the D-line, see who they're playing where, who lines up at nose, see how Jonathan Allen looks next to Deron Payne.
That's stuff in OTAs where nobody's hitting.
Yeah, it's not really like the who's penetrating the backfield, just to see what they're trying there.
Positional stuff.
See where Tim Settle, what line, what group he's playing with, just how many people they try at the nose, because I think that defensive line is going to be really refreshing this year. It's going to be young this year, so I'm excited to see all the combinations they try and just see how excited Jim Tom Sewell is to get those young guys in the building.
Taylor, late May, you still have Ziggy Hood making the team? You still say 7 on the D-line?
As of right now, yes. I think they will. But, you know, a lot of that, I think his job will hang on injuries. They have a couple guys banged up
right
on defense, and they might not be able to afford that roster spot. I'm pretty sure they would like to. I don't know if they'll be able to.
Right. Well, so you talk about injuries. That gets to mine, and I guess because Mitch isn't here, I'll be the one to talk about the offensive line. I think there is reason for concern, legitimately, and I think we're kind of banking on you. I mean, I know you saw Morgan Moses at Target. I've seen him. He seems like he's moving around fine, and Morgan has played through those ankle injuries for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing with Trent. I don't know that he's at OTAs, but in the past he hasn't been. I don't think he's been around the facility much from everything I've heard, and that's totally normal. That's what he usually goes home to Texas throughout the off season. But we don't know what's going on with Trent. Knee surgery, there's questions there. And I think, we don't know. Taylor, you brought this up. Sean Laval is now coming in probably to be the left guard. He ended the season on the IR. We don't know what his health status is. I mean, every one of those guys, Rouye missed games, Brandon Scherff missed games. The O-line just seems like I don't know. I think there's reason at least to be watching and paying a lot of attention, RT, and I'm curious what you think.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're not going to know much about that during OTAs. You know, I think we're going to see. I wonder if Nsekhe is going to be able to line up and tackle.
Well, dude.
Jerron Christian, is he there at right tackle?
Right.
It's just going to be.
That's a great point because. Like what I said to Pete and what you're saying, like they're not hitting. Like these aren't live drills. But I'm even curious what the line looks like if it is Nsekhe at left, Christian at right, and then you have Rouye, Scherff, and maybe Laval. I even want to know what it looks like because for all the talk of Nsekhe to left guard, if it's going to happen, we would see it in OTAs because they're going to start trying that now.
We'll see. Of course, TJ Clemmings, who I don't think will make the team, but could certainly do it, do it during OTAs and.
But RT, let me say this.
Training camp, but he's injured too.
Right. But RT, remember this. When the talk was about moving Nsekhe inside last year, they said, guys, he needs a whole offseason to learn the position, to learn the differences between tackle and guard. Like, you can't just make that switch, from Sunday to Sunday. So if that experiment has legs, which plenty suggest it should, I'm not sure it even should, but plenty suggests that it should, now is the time to implement it.
It doesn't seem like it. I don't know how much Nsekhe is going to get out of OTAs at it. He's got to know the position, but reps in training camp. Now, if he's not playing some left guard in training camp, yes. But OTAs are what they are. It's 10 sessions. You go out there and you line up. They're helpful. They're useful, but they're not a make or break thing as far as a position change goes.
Any veterans we don't think will be there?
I don't think so. I was just thinking this morning, there's nobody. Nobody has a beef with their contract, and I think
I don't know that. I don't think Trent will be there, but I think that's because of the injury.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't even consider that not being there.
Right,
he's just going to rehab in Houston.
Right,
and that'll be that. Moses might rehab. He might be rehabbing there. He might watch inside. Chris Thompson, I would be surprised. He might be ready. But I don't think he'll be out there. He'll probably be watching in sweats or something. They just are not gonna. OTAs aren't worth it. Are not worth risk in any kind of injury risk.
One, I guess, secondary storyline is this: the first time you guys will be able to talk to Colt.
I've seen Colt and had a conversation with him, but nothing official.
Yeah. I'm sure there'll be a decent amount of people trying to get to him, maybe this practice or next, just asking him how he feels about Alex. I know some people are interested at what his mindset is. I'm sure he'll say all the right things, but
yeah, I need to try to get Colt for the podcast.
Yeah.
So the tricky part is, Tanner, I don't know if you saw the release or what. So OTA started at 11:30. They'll probably get done around 1. And then
everybody just comes off.
Well, no. So, and this is a little behind the curtain for the listeners. So the way it works with the media is during almost all of the summer stuff, they don't let the media into the locker room. And here's why. That locker room is built to house 60 players. During the summer, during the off season, the Redskins are carrying a 90-man roster. So the locker room is just packed. They bring in all these extra kind of temporary lockers, Taylor, what would you call them?
Yeah. They just kind of stick them up there while they're
right. And so it's
around the pillars in the middle of the room. And
it's just impossible to get to walk around in there between guys and equipment guys and equipment and TV cameras. Yeah. So the way versus throughout the regular season, we're in the locker room every day with the players. So the way the media gets to talk to players is as they're coming off the field. And in some ways, that's kind of cool. It's a different look. You're catching guys more like right in the moment. But in other ways, it can be a little more difficult because everybody's coming off generally at once. So if I want to write a story about Stacy McGee and I go talk to Stacy McGee, that means I'm going to miss my opportunity at talking to just about everyone else. And so it can be a little tricky. And so for Wednesday's OTA, Alex Smith is going to go to the podium, and everybody wants to hear what the QB has to say, especially now he's been here, he's been playing with these guys a little bit, and going to the podium with Alex Smith means you're going to miss the rest of the guys coming off the field. So Taylor and Pete will probably have to divide up a little bit and figure out the best way to conquer.
I will be I'm inactive for Wednesday's OTA.
Uh-oh, Taylor, did you know this?
No.
Where are you going, Pete?
I just told you 10 minutes before the podcast that my girlfriend's graduating college that morning. And while I would love to spend Wednesday with you, if I said, hey, I'm going to go talk to Preston Smith about stopping the run instead of your graduation, it would not end well. So I'll be there next Wednesday covering for Taylor as he's getting his tan at the beach, but this Wednesday he's covering for me. It's a trade-off.
Oh, Taylor, you're covering for Pete. That's nice of you.
Appreciate it, Rich. I meant to thank you earlier.
Happy to fill in, Pete.
I know the shoes are big, but you'll figure it out. If you have questions, just text me. I'll show you the way.
Hey, he didn't get to 1,000 Twitter followers for nothing.
Yeah, Taylor. I'm feeling big time now.
RT, I think that's an excused absence to go to his girlfriend's college graduation. What say you?
I don't know. What time's the graduation?
Like 10:30.
You can make it work, dude.
You can make it in time for the interviews.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll drive from Baltimore to Ashburn after graduation, just leave their family and everything. It sounds like a really smart move. Definitely do it.
Taylor's got a point.
I'll be like Trent Williams. He misses OTAs. It's fine. Same with me. I'll be there in the summer.
They are volunteer.
They're optional, right?
Yeah.
All right, Taylor, anything else for the folks?
No, just, keep listening, subscribing. We're going to keep this thing rolling even after OTAs.
I know.
Plenty to talk about then, and we keep it rolling right up through training camp. We're not going to miss a beat.
We will not miss any beats. All right, Pete, tell the people what to do.
You're going to do a couple things for us, folks. One, you're going to leave this podcast right now, and you're going to follow at JP Finley NBCS on Twitter and at Tandler NBCS on Twitter. Let's get those follower counts up for them. And then you're also going to review the podcast. And most importantly, if there's a Redskins fan in your life who's not listening to this, not getting their news, not participating in 20 questions, not hearing Tandler's jokes about Switzerland's flag, let them know. Just get them hip to this podcast and help enrich their lives. Please and thank you.
All right, you heard the man. For Taylor and Pete and somewhere Hockey Mitch out there in the universe, thank you very much for listening. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chevy Buick GMC. Let's ride together.